What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday, which I think we used to frown upon, but now it's like, yeah, hustle, Monday motivation, rise and grind.
Rise and grind, baby.
I rose and groaned already.
Me too. I woke up so early. I'm on my new path. Things are going well so far, even though this weekend really tried to derail me from my path.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
This weekend tried it. You guys, I'm so happy to be back. I'm feeling extremely well and recharged, renewed, rejuvenated, and happy to be here. I missed Doo-Doo so much.
He missed you, but honestly, I missed you so fucking much. Like, if I had to do one more show, like, putting, you know, all the responsibilities on my back, like, I would have had to go to the hospital for severe back problems.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
Of course, of course. Wellness comes first here at the Morning Toast. We believe in a very kind of new progressive philosophy. Like, if you don't feel like going to work, just don't go.
Yeah. And we also believe that self-care looks like hard work sometimes.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Sometimes self-care looks like a wellness retreat.
Yes.
And for me, it did. If you guys are Patreon members, then you're pretty much up to speed abreast on
the journey,
how it went, what I was doing. So check out those episodes if you want the in-depth details of where I was at.
There's a vlog from the actual premises of the wellness retreat, and there's a YouTube Q&A. So there's so much content.
So much content. Pretty much all of your questions will get answered in those episodes. But for everybody who's still wondering, I was at Pritikin and I had just the most amazing time. I feel so well. It's funny to think back to the girl who was sitting here contemplating a wellness retreat.
You definitely have like a renewed joie de vivre. And that's really kind of why you went, because you were visibly like un-joie de vivre.
I was low on the joie de vivre scale.
And you had to go recharge.
And I had to just like undo so many bad habits from the last year. And I feel like I really, really did that. And
that's
I have
so
many things that I'm looking forward to. So many new routines, habits that I'm going to be implementing. Though, so I came back on Friday because Saturday and Sunday we were celebrating birthdays for a snitch. And my husband's birthday was yesterday. And like this weekend really tried me. Like,
it was a lot of cake and alcohol just like in your face.
Saturday morning, I was feeling so well. And by Sunday night, I was so unwell. Not even because of the food and alcohol, which was a test, but the allergies. My allergies are so bad. My face, like I came back so deep puffed and now I'm
puffed you're really
up. No, but like the allergies are trying me.
They're coming for you.
They're coming for me so hard. It's not right. It's no, like,
it's personal.
And it's like every time I come across, like come over a hurdle, cross another obstacle, something else is waiting for me.
That's literally life, though. That's not just like a you thing. That's like
no, I know,
but
it's like
thing.
Okay, I withstood the cake allergy attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Well, I'm really like so glad that you're back. I can't stress that enough. I always forget that the lip gloss you have behind this table is a lip plumper, and my lips are really hurting me. So
good.
Thanks for that.
Beauty is pain.
I feel like I have allergies now. Like my lips are.
Self care looks like stinging lips.
It really hurts.
Beauty is pain.
It truly is.
You're going to look amazing.
And when you're this beautiful, like it's just constantly pain.
You're constantly in pain. Maybe that's why I'm always in pain.
Maybe.
I'm so beautiful.
Stunning.
Sickening.
Sickening. I did enjoy Friends and Family Weeks, but I'm so thrilled that you're back. Like there's nothing like sister energy. Like you are the Tia to my Tamara.
No, it's so true. And I feel like I have so much more to give you now.
Yeah.
I was running on fumes.
That's okay. That happens. Like when you literally like we work. This past year has had highs and lows and a lot of toxicity. And you just had to go detoxify.
I had to expunge the toxicity and I feel as though I did. And I also feel as though I went because, you know, I was like not feeling myself. I was just like, felt like I gained, well, I didn't feel like I gained weight this year. Like the scale doesn't lie. I gained.
You know, you didn't feel like it. Like it's scientifically proven on the scale.
I gained weight this year and I was having a hard time taking it off. And I was just like, I want to reset, go somewhere where I can get some new tips, tricks, mm-hmm. you know, and start a new lifestyle. Mm. And I feel as though I really did that with where I went. Mm-hmm. So I just, I have not.
No regrets.
No, not one single regret.
That is so great. Like not, making not a tough one. Decision and then like sticking with it and being glad that you did.
And it exceeding my expectations. So if I'm inspiring you to do what I did, which like everyone's different. Self-care looks different yes. for everyone. But I just want to let you know, like if you do call and make a reservation, use my name, like say that I referred you, one, because then I get like bonus points. And two, I got a 10% discount for the toasters. So let them know I sent you at Pritikin. If you're feeling inspired to go, do your own research. Everyone is different, but it was great for me. Just use my name, 10% discount if you book by the end of the month and go before the end of October.
Yes. And if you go to my wellness retreat on 42nd Street called Krispy Kreme and you say my name, they'll tell you to fuck off and get out.
Yeah, they'll say, okay.
Cool. That'll be $6.95.
She sounds like a nice lady. Speaking of fast.
Nice ladies.
Speaking of nice ladies, I was able to bear witness this morning to your new.
Oh my God, you haven't even been here.
Experiment, research, R&D.
I don't know if I would say that. I would call it like, you know, a sickening viral content series if okay. I had to put a name on it.
Okay, so it was a sickening viral content series. For me, I thought it was like a science fair project, but.
Wow.
No, so much respect to the science fair. By the way, just a
so quick, much respect to the science fair.
A quick tangent. You know those videos on Facebook that like no one subscribes to, but yes. they just come up where it's like, does your heat protectant spray really protect heat? And then they spray a piece of toast
and put it in the toaster.
That's like those are science fair experiments.
By the way, kids these days have it so fucking easy. Head over to Facebook Watch and you have literally like a winning science fair project.
Yep.
Whereas like back in the day, I literally had to like scrunch the bottom of the earth to be like, does Coca-Cola or water bubble faster? Like dumb shit.
Oh, that's so funny. I remember, and I feel like I'm really scarred by this, but one of my science fair projects is like, what does soda do to your insides? Mm-hmm. So I like took a penny and I dropped it in a cup of soda and a cup of water. I left it for like 7 days. And I remember I got like a bad mark because they were like, why does the penny resemble your inside?
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
Okay, but then I watched these things on Facebook Watch and it's like, why does a piece of toast resemble my hair? Why does why they use like a thermal piece of paper and a straightening iron? Why does that resemble my hair?
That is so true.
No, but I do feel moved by those videos. So I just feel like the injustice was me receiving that bad mark.
Do you ever have like moments in like your childhood that like accomplishments that really stick with you?
Yeah.
So when I was in the eighth grade, there was a science fair and there was like over 100 entries and there was three winners. And I got an honorable mention for fourth place, which I didn't get a trophy, but like I was still really proud of. Like not everyone got an honorable mention.
No.
That's pretty good.
For 96 like someone, people didn't.
For a moron, you know?
What was your experiment?
It was all about fireworks. And I actually like happened because of the science fair. I know that like a lot of most fireworks are magnesium based. So it was like a magnesium, like it was really creative.
That's very
good. I partnered with Alex Brazell, who is a toaster.
Wow. We love to see it.
We do.
So we were talking about your science fair experiment.
Oh, yes. My new TikTok series and Reels, even though, you know, they perform so well on Reels. Two of them. One of them hit a million and the other two are like about to hit a million views. So like literally I'm so influential on Reels. That's like being, you know, rich in Monopoly money.
Yeah.
But the TikTok series is going very well. It's a personal journey, but also it's a good content series. Always looking for new content ideas, especially on TikTok. So make sure to follow me on TikTok at Girl With No Job. And it's going well. I mean, today was very successful. I got a very good order recommendation from someone on TikTok. But it tasted good, but it only got a six. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
It only got the grade that it did because as much as it was delicious tasting, it's not a realistic order for every day. Like that whole thing, it was literally like milk with a dash of coffee and like 10 sugars. You know, it was like, that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for like something I can realistically eat every day and not end up on my 600-pound life.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you could always sub the sugars for Splenda.
No, but it wasn't even the sugar. It was like the syrup. Like it was just like all these things. There wasn't even actual Splenda in it. Like there was no actual sugar. It was just like, literally she gave it to me and I swear I was like, this is a cup of milk. Like it was white.
Yeah. So is there anything that's leading the pack? Like any drink? If you had to end the series now.
By far, the best drink I've had is iced caramel macchiato. But that, too, I can imagine is, like, literally 400 calories. And, like, that's just not what coffee's supposed to do. Like, coffee's supposed to be, like, good, but, like, you know, 100 calories, and then, like, you shit it out. Like, so me just take – that's not what I need, another 800-calorie beverage. Like, I have enough of those at the bar, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel you. Also, coffee's, like, not supposed to taste so amazing.
I refuse to believe that.
No, I barely like the coffee that I drink, but it's – it's a necessity. Like, it's just not about the frills.
Well, now I'm at the point, like, in the series where it's not even really about finding the right drink. It's about, like, making the best content. Because, like, a lot of people are on this journey with me. And I'm just, I've been really overwhelmed with this, like, getting choked up. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow commented on it.
What did she say? Did she have a suggestion?
I responded to her. I'm like, give me the GP order. She didn't respond. I might slide into the DMs.
No, like, you should follow up on that because I think we could all use the GP order.
I think we all really need Gwyneth Paltrow. No, and now it's turning into a thing where, like, my reels is, like, blowing up. All these celebs are, like, commenting their orders. Like, I think I should just start, like, this is, you know, Stephanie Holman's order.
Yeah, this is what Stephanie Holman drinks.
At Starbucks. Also, Dunkin' Donuts did comment on my TikTok that they want me to try the Charlie. And the thing is that everyone's telling me, like, I don't really even like coffee, so I should go to Dunkin' Donuts. But, like, where the fuck is a Dunkin' Donuts? Like, I live, there's literally a Starbucks in between here and my house. So it's, like, perfect to get to.
Yeah, it's all about convenience. But I do think, you know, I don't drink the devil's brew at Starbucks. But I do associate Dunkin' with having better coffee because I do feel like it gets rubbed off from the donuts.
100%.
And it has, like, donut-y vibes.
It has a glazed, like, aroma.
Yeah, like, because it's sitting there with, like, delicious-smelling donuts. You don't get the calories, but you get a donut-y vibe.
No, and everyone pretty much told me, like, Dunkin' coffee is better and lighter. It's, like, not as, like, burnt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, once you're going to the Devil's Workshop, I don't know why you think you're going to get something good.
No, it's so true, but, like, it's merely convenience. There's so many different drinks.
What about, like, a little boot? I know for your outside of the series, though, like, obviously you're committed to your craft. You're going to keep going to Starbucks drinking Devil's
Brew. I'm so committed.
But for your personal self, what about, like, a little boutique coffee place?
Yeah, I need to go to, like, La Colombe. I need to really explore, but you know I don't leave my house, so, like, that's hard for me.
Yeah, but you don't think there's a coffee place on your route between here and your house?
There's literally not.
Just Starbucks.
There actually is two Starbucks, okay?
Damn, we hate to see it.
It's tough, but I'm going to get to a Dunkin' Donuts eventually. This is just, like, a series I really, like, would have loved to do if I lived in the suburbs. Like, because I would make them in my car. I would, like, look so cute in my car and, like, the drive
car lighting.
Like, it would just be iconic. But I literally live in the grayest city on earth. So.
Yeah, but at least you have a cute studio.
It's true.
So we'll continue to follow you on your journey to wellness.
Yeah, wellness looks different for everyone.
It looks different for everyone. And as someone who just believes in wellness deeply, I couldn't ask for anything more for you.
Well, I couldn't ask for anything more from you than to be sitting right here. And I'm so glad you are here. So glad to dive into all the happening-ons.
Is that? Happenings?
Happening-ons? Happen-ons in the world because, you know, they tried, but no one could fill that seat.
You know, as much as I'm sorry that they tried you, I'm glad that my absence was felt. That's always what you want
to
hear.
So felt, but it was great to, you know, get new perspectives. Taylor Strecker and I, like, are the same person, but, like, we don't agree on anything. Like, she was coming off with, like, some of the worst takes on Summer House. Like, it was shocking.
Oh.
But Brian was great, you know. Love getting traveled, like, little tips from him. And then there was Ben, which I honestly don't want to talk about. I'm still traumatized.
Okay. Well, I guess without further ado, though, it feels like we have so much to catch up on. Like, I didn't even scratch the surface.
Well, Margot had a little get-together for her birthday on her roof. It was so delightful to just, like, be outside, and it was sunny, but, like, it was also cold, so, like, we were all dressed like we were going to different planets. But it was fun, and it was fabulous, and I got drunk. And I actually, like, I mean, I say this every Monday. Like, I literally was drinking for 36 hours.
And?
No regrets. No.
You have just so much making up to do.
This is what I keep saying. People are like, Claudia, I haven't seen you. You don't answer the phone. We're living in a post-pandemic world. Like, do not look for me. Like, I'm in Mykonos. Like, I'm going places. Do not look for me unless I come for you.
I think that's completely fair.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. Saturday was really fun. Like, a great day to be back, like, from wellness. And then Sunday, yesterday was Zach's birthday. And I went to, like, every delicious restaurant in Manhattan this weekend. And it was hard. I did my best to stay Pritikin friendly. I think I did an okay job. But this week, I'm back on the grind.
That's what Mondays are for. Rise, grind, hustle, schmussle.
Rise, grind, and get back on the grind.
Yeah, and clean your apartment.
Yeah, oh, and do your returns. I have boxes of things I need to return.
Same, and I just, like, can't get myself to do it. Like, also, my closet organizers are coming back on Wednesday. They come, like, now, like, once every 6 or 8 months. It's been a while because of COVID, but I am going to vlog it for Patreon because, like, my closet is a mess. Like, it's actually embarrassing. Not only is, like, all my color coordination out of whack, like, I've got, you know, undies in the long sleeve shirt drawer. Like, I'm all over the place.
Yeah. Once you post that video, you're going to inspire me.
Yeah, no, it's the best feeling. Like, now my apartment's getting, like, messier and messier because it's kind of like how we used to go to fat camp, and like the weeks leading up, like you would just eat whatever you want because it's like, whatever, I'm going to fat camp next week. So now I'm just like living in a pigsty because I'm like, whatever, I'm organizing my closet next week.
Yeah. So can't wait for that. You also inspired me to go to Zara because Claudia posted her Zara spring haul and I must go. I was so influenced by you. And if you don't keep that like retro dress, I want it.
The green and yellow. It's all yours.
Wow. Can't wait.
Can't return it because Zara, they just have like annoying fucking policies. Like I hate stores that just like make shit up. Like we want to have this fake ass rule. So like we're gonna.
Yeah. But they do.
But they do.
And they can.
They can.
And they will.
And they did.
And they did. So now, I guess, without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories That You. Yes, you. Yep, yep, yep.
Don't be confused. It's you.
I'm talking to you. You're looking behind you like me. Yeah, who, you.
Are you? Me? You! In the backseat of the taxi.
Are you talking to me?
Me?
You need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And I am just honored and humbled to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by Pandora Jewelry. It's not easy to express such a profound relationship. When your connection with mom is stronger than words, tell her you love her with the love captured in Pandora Jewelry.
Love Pandora Jewelry.
Are you okay?
I'm so excited about Pandora.
This season, Pandora has gifts for every mom with new designs in their collection of contemporary classics. Pandora offers more than just charms with a wide variety of rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. All of their jewelry can be customized to fit all styles and personalities. It's a great way to express a connection that's stronger than words with symbols of love and gratitude like hearts, infinity symbols, angel wings, and family trees. They remind us how special Mother's Day mothers are. This is your reminder, you guys. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Head over to Pandora Jewelry to not only get a great gift, but also be the favorite child. You can shop safely in store with Pandora styling experts to find the perfect gift for any mom on your list. But you can also buy online with in-store pickup and curbside pickup at select locations where you can contact your local store to learn more. Thank the mom in your life for always being there with a sparkling gift from Pandora Jewelry. You really can't go wrong with jewelry for Mother's Day, and Pandora Jewelry just has you covered in every department for every mom in your life. This is Olivia's first Mother's Day. Like, it's a big day, you guys. So.
I heard there was, Kayla was spotted shopping at Pandora Jewelry.
I can neither confirm nor deny those rumors, but you're not wrong.
I saw it on Dumas.
Go to us.pandora.net/toast to start shopping or find a store near you. That's us.pandora.net/toast.
Okay, let's get into the stories. First up, what everybody is talking about, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are hanging out, apparently, allegedly. There is photos, though, that would say that they're hanging out after the split from A-Rod.
That is so crazy.
The Oscar winner has been spotted multiple times going to J-Lo's California home during the day, Page Six hears, after having been picked up in a white Escalade SUV that allegedly belongs to J-Lo and then taken to her nearby mansion.
J-Lo what? Sends her chauffeur to pick up at Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
I'm curious on the logistics. Was J-Lo driving the car or no?
No. I think like J-Lo has been spotted in the back seat of this car. So the pair has not been spotted together, a source told Page Six. Security picks him up at a nearby location and drops him off after spending a few hours at her house.
Oh, so they're being secretive.
They're being secretive, but still getting caught.
Interesting. You know, this is like so traumatizing. Like when you break up with someone and they get back together with like someone they used to date, because then it's like, what was the point of all this, you know?
Yeah.
It's literally the Jordan McGraw.
Oh, for me, no, that's not how I see it. I see this as like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, where it's like everybody's like shipping them back together, but like he disrespected her in such a profound way that like I don't know how she could ever accept him. So like to me, this would never happen because like what we were so young at the time, but the way that I remember it going down was like J-Lo and Ben Affleck were like the talk of the town, everything, everywhere, getting married, and like he called it off.
Can I say like something kind of
runaway bride
controversial?
Sure.
I don't really feel like what Brad Pitt did to Jennifer Aniston was disrespect her. Like I think the way the media covered it was like making Jennifer out to be like the sad sack. But like, okay, he fell in love with someone else and he like broke up with Jennifer and went to the other person. No. Like that's, people fall in and out of love. Like what are we supposed to do? Hate them?
They do, but like when you're cheating, when you're falling
was
in love
he cheating?
When you're falling in love with someone, when you're married to someone else, like that's not respectable.
No,
but I agree it happens.
Like shit happens.
It happens, but then that person probably swears to herself every single night, I will never take this person
back. And imagine
back.
If that person was the sexiest man alive. Like how do you,
with the sexiest woman alive, like you just,
how do you cope with that?
You don't.
No, honestly, like before I go to bed, I pray for Jennifer Aniston. Like, that must be, that must have been hard.
Yeah. So I just associate this with that sort of thing. It's the same era. No, and it's just like that same disrespect. Like, you can't help how you feel, of course, but like you can help how you react to something.
So they were engaged. This is like a little bit before my time, but I obviously knew they were an iconic 90s couple.
And then like, I don't know the timeline exactly, but swiftly he was with Jennifer Garner. He swapped out his Jennifers.
Literally. And they're both equally as stunning. But you know what? I bet J-Lo looks at Ben and Jen and was like, so glad that's not me.
But now she's sending her Escalade.
No, but now it's like when you date after you have kids, this is like how I feel about Dolores from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like after your initial big marriage, you're Mark Anthony and you have your kids and you're just like dating like for fun. Like it doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's why Dolores, everyone's getting on her ass about like marrying David. Like who cares? Like if you're with someone who like, you know, makes you happy and like you have your own money, you don't need a man and like he's good for sex. Like what's the problem? Like it's all good.
Yeah, I totally agree. People are like blowing up my phone. I have to turn it on do not disturb. That's my new favorite thing. Do not disturb.
Welcome to 2021.
Happy to be here because Do Not Disturb is so amazing.
It's, like, I put it
don't
on.
Don't disturb me.
It goes from 11:25 at night till when I wake up in the morning. It's on. And then when I do the show, it's always on.
I'm just learning these things.
But the worst thing is forgetting to take it off. And like literally like you're like somebody died. Like, you know, like.
That's so funny. No, I was in a massage and my phone was going crazy. And I literally had to get up in the middle. Do not disturb. And I was not disturbed.
Oh, it's so important to not be disturbed, especially in a massage.
Yeah. So back to the subject at hand.
Crazy.
I personally, like, I'm not, if they want to be together and that's what J-Lo wants, of course, my ship, it's ready. We'll set sail whenever she says.
Immediately.
But like, I just, I'm kind of feeling bitter for her.
I mean, Ben Affleck has such chaotic energy. Like, he's just like kind of messy as fuck. And J-Lo's just like, it's actually hard. We were talking about this last night at dinner, just like J-Lo is so together, like in every way. And I just can't even like come up with someone who's good enough for her. And honestly, if I did, it would have been A-Rod and he just disappointed me so wholeheartedly. So she's just having fun probably. And you know what? Dip back into the Ben Affleck pond. Do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Do whatever you want. But that's just like where my head went.
No, I feel that as well. Like, but at some point, like so much time has passed. Like, does it even matter?
I don't know. Some wounds, like, never I can heal. Forgive, but I can't forget.
I want to forgive you, and I want to forget you.
Yeah.
What's that from?
The Hills. Yeah. Okay, are you ready for our next story?
I'm honestly not. Theo's looking, like, so sexy. I don't know how I'm just supposed to, like, go about my day acting like all is normal when there's, like, literally, like, a sex... Marilyn Monroe is on my lap, you know?
No, I know.
Like, what would you do if Marilyn Monroe just sat on your lap?
I don't know.
Would you go about your business?
No.
So how can I be expected to? Look, he's like arching his back. He's literally like so hot right now.
And he's like so comfortable.
And he's like warm.
Asleep. Mm. So beautiful. Okay, I missed him so much.
I missed him so much too.
But he needs to know that Billie Eilish has debuted a new look for British Vogue. She says it's all about what makes you feel good. Billie Eilish is ushering in a new era in the June issue of British Vogue, which was unveiled on Sunday. The 19-year-old singer ditched her trademark baggy clothes for a classic old-timey pinup look, an idea which she came up with herself, apparently.
I mean, it's not like the most creative idea.
No, like, it's like, I mean, this seems to be, you know, a trend amongst major pop stars. With every era comes a new look.
Yes.
It's very Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is her new look. We had seen the blonde and we talked about it a few weeks ago. And so now we have the aesthetic that will be accompanying it. I'm completely and totally here for it.
I mean, it's such a diversion, a departure, excuse me, from what we've known. Green hair, baggy clothes, big shorts, big shirts, big sneakers. I love, get you a girl who can do both.
Yeah.
But I think like what's so crazy about this is like I just imagined that I would never see like Billie Eilish's like shoulders. Like I'm just now adjusting to life, like knowing what Billie Eilish's body looks like, you know, not to be a freak, but like, it's just, she like made such a statement and I thought it was so cool that like, she really got so successful, like just for the music. Like there was no hoopla.
Yeah. But I also thought at the time when she was in her first era of like the bagginess that was going to be like a permanent thing for her. So now she's done a total 180. Normalize
changing your mind or just like doing whatever the fuck you want.
Normalize doing whatever the fuck you want. I just didn't see this one coming.
And that's literally what she says in the interview. She's like, yeah, I wanted to wear baggy clothes and now I don't. Like, great. You literally don't need to say anything else.
Yeah.
Say less.
Period.
Period.
Yeah. Well, she looks amazing.
She does.
The pictures are sickening. The styling is everything of the sort.
Styling, but also I did not know, because she's always wearing baggy clothes, she's an enormous tattoo.
Yes.
It's like the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's like a snake, right?
Yeah.
Slithering down like her belly button to her right thigh.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a snake, but it does have snaky vibes.
It has slithery like tendencies.
Yeah. But also looks like mermaid.
To me, that was the most interesting part of the whole thing. A big old tattoo.
Who knew?
Who knew? Nobody. But now we do. Maybe we'll uncover more tattoos in this new era.
Yes. I wonder if the music will be changing with the aesthetic.
Because this is like very like... Scoot out. Like her music and the energy of the music really matched that green hair. Like it was literally like symbiotic.
No, this is very like Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, you know?
No, it's very like jazz club 1950s. Like scoot out. Ooh, ah, skit.
You know? You guys, that's a sneak peek of new Billie Eilish.
You can't get it anywhere else.
Don't like share it. Don't pirate it.
But that is the second time a major artist has reached out to us to debut their new music. First it was Kanye West. That one was real. Second time.
It was the Skidat Doo-Doo.
Just as real.
Billie Eilish.
Just as real. We're becoming like a really, like a cornerstone of the music industry over here.
I completely agree.
It's hard actually, like putting the whole music industry on your back.
It is, but you do it with such grace.
We do it together.
Are you ready for our next story?
Not unless it involves a little Skidat.
Do da dee dee da do.
Is it the next story brought to you by Coors Pure?
It is. Thank God. It really, really is.
What if it wasn't?
Then it would be awkward.
Things are hard right now, but to be honest, living a healthy life has always been hard. Motivation in the health space is strong. Sorry, I'm literally having a stroke today. Motivation in the health.
I'm so excited about these sponsors.
Literally. Like, actually, Coors Pure is everything of the sort, and the toasters, especially the tipsy toasters, are going to lose their minds.
So,
life gets to be too much, overwhelming, grab a Coors Pure, an organic beer that is aggressive about balance and meets people where they are with enthusiastic positivity. It's organic, but chill about it. Because having a lifestyle can be really hard. You push yourself every day, getting better and better, but it can be overwhelming. Living a healthy lifestyle is important, but it shouldn't stop you from enjoying your life. And I feel like that's what you learned over these last 2 weeks. That is when you reach for Coors Pure. It's all about it's all organic and has zero sugar, so you can enjoy it without feeling guilty. New Coors Pure is a refreshingly simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. At 92 calories and zero sugar, it is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life. Whether you got that run in or you just got as far as putting on your running clothes, Coors Pure celebrates you. Jackie goes for the runs, I just put my sneakers on. Coors Pure is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life, so when you want to enjoy a beer without the guilt, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com, CoorsPure.com, to see where you can find Coors Pure. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia.
Love it.
I just learned that it's Albany, not Albany. Great. In Georgia, not in New York.
Of course. So our next story, Jessica Simpson claims publicists told celebs not to date her. Jessica Simpson went on the Drew Barrymore show, and in an interview, she said, "I was the person to run from because every guy would be listening to their publicist. Stay away, stay away. You'll never be a respected actor. You'll never be a respected musician if you're dating her." Simpson, who is now...
John Mayer begs to differ.
Well, that was... She's now a married mother of three, but she was referring to her experience dating post-divorce from her first husband, Nick Lachey. Quote, "Well, I have dated a couple musicians, so some under the radar that people don't know about."
Oh, I would love to know who.
Well, this article says that she was dating Adam Levine for a little bit, and I don't recall that.
Me neither, but maybe that was one of the under the radar ones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Very interesting. I love a Jessica Simpson factoid. It's been about a year and a half since the month of Jessica Simpson and the book and everything. And I think soon we'll have more Jessica Simpson moments because she has those Amazon projects coming out.
Yes. And Ashley's writing a book too, right?
I think she might have already written one.
Oh, I guess it wasn't that popular. No, you're right. Like every time we
it hasn't yet.
Talk about Jessica Simpson, it's like a nugget of perfection. Like she's just at a place in her life where she gives no fucks like about anyone or anything, and she'll just say whatever she wants. She doesn't have to protect anyone. She doesn't work in the music industry anymore. She's like a self-made woman, so she can literally say whatever the fuck she wants, and that's why her book was so good. Like she literally didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the book was so good, you guys. If you haven't read it yet, treat yourself. One of the best books I read in 2020.
And they're turning it into like an Amazon series, right?
Amazon series, like a scripted. Also, she's doing like a docu sort of series with Amazon. So
it's very like what Wendy Williams did with Lifetime, like a documentary and a docu series. Like
yes, exactly.
I love her. We reported last week with Taylor Strecker that she threw out all the scales in her home a few years ago, and it's like changed her life. And she's like, yeah, so I just like fit them into my clothes, and then when I don't, I just get new ones. Like, it was so brilliantly simplistic.
Truckers for Jessica Simpson throwing out her scales.
Yes, and I'm with them 100%.
100%. Wellness goals, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, our next story, we have some Kentucky Derby news. Mm. Two big pieces of news. The first being that Medina Spirit won the 2021 Kentucky Derby.
I don't know her.
Congratulations okay. to all the equines involved. Mm-hmm. But also the trainer of Medina Spirit. This is like he just set the record for how many horses have won. So like that's exciting. And then I would say the bigger news is that Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers enjoyed the Kentucky Derby with Miles Teller and Kelly Sperry.
Yes, I did see that. And I too was shook to my core because they all looked so fabulous. And that little prom picture they had with like all the couples was so fucking cute.
No, literally me looking at that picture was just zooming. Zoom.
They looked so cute. I just feel like Miles Teller and Kelly Sperry have really excellent taste in like Hollywood friends. Like, they're always hanging out with like the best people.
The best of the best. The creme de la creme.
La creme de la creme. That means cream, by the way.
I know some of you are from New Jersey.
And I just like, if I lived in Hollywood or like was like traditionally famous, I would be friends with the Sperry Teller clan just because like I like who they hang out with.
100%. And I do think that is a good reflection on Shailene and Aaron.
Yes.
You know?
I'm becoming like a big fan of them.
I know.
If you can believe it.
I know.
People can change.
Also, Aaron Rodgers has been in the news like all week.
Yeah, he's like not going back to Wisconsin.
Did you see the drama?
I've been so focused.
You guys, draft day was last week. How is everyone feeling? Anything could happen, and anything did. I heard that like the Cowboys came as close as one could really come to like pulling a Kevin Costner, and like
really,
yeah, they like traded picks and they got some for next year, and they wound up also getting the player that they wanted.
That's so interesting because
nobody does it like Kevin Costner in the Cleveland Browns.
And always, always remember, anything can happen on draft day.
That
I have two things to say. One, I've been like so invested in the NFL draft, like one because that guy, you know, the one, Trevor
Lawrence.
Yes. Obsessed with his wife. Like, they're married, like, straight out of college. They're so fucking cute. Like, and he's just, like, so interesting to me. Like, he's got such a long neck. Like, I feel like that makes him a really good quarterback. And two, like, the videos watching, like, when people get the call and then, like, their whole family screams. Like, I cannot. Those are, like, I'm addicted to watching, like, military homecoming videos. And I'm also addicted to watching people, like, get the phone call from the GM. Nope. Because, like, it's literally, like, these people, like, in 30 seconds, like, their life changes.
Like, life changes. Like, watching someone's dreams come true, there's really nothing like it.
No, it's, and they all get emotional. It's like so stunning. And they're always there with their moms, always. Like, everyone just like respects their moms, and like the first thing they say is that they're gonna buy their mom a house. And I literally saw a video of a player, and I'm sorry, I don't know what team it was, or he most of them, especially in COVID, they take the phone calls from their house, or so whatever, they take it from their house. But he took it at like a local shelter that like really helped him when he was a kid, and like all the kids were there like freaking out. Like, it was so fucking cute. There are so many great draft day stories.
Yeah.
that are worth telling.
And there's so many like fictional ones, like in the movie Draft Day, that are also worth telling. And I think they should make a Draft Day sequel because there's still so much more out there.
Yeah, I mean, I did see Draft Day recently, and like you had hyped it up a lot, and like it was definitely a fine movie. But now that I'm like really invested in drafting, I really feel like it could have been more powerful.
No, I completely disagree. And you know what Trevor Lawrence's pick tells me about Trevor Lawrence? That his teammates went to his birthday party.
100%. That was a great part of the movie.
Yeah, that the teammates didn't go to the birthday party.
No,
I'm not a team player.
Trevor definitely seems like a team player.
Yeah.
And like his wife is stunning, and they literally just got married, and like the pictures, like you will plot. It's like just like sickening the bride down.
So cute. I'm so happy for everyone who's drafted.
I was really hoping she was a toaster. She gave me such toaster energy. But after a small bit of research, she's not a toaster yet.
But it's never too late to become a toaster. It's never too late to become a redhead. But speaking of being late, actually, this month's episode is going to be postponed. It's going to be late by a week. We can't get all the girls together to record it. And it's so important that we're all together. So it's being postponed. 1 week will be the second Thursday in May.
Doing it remotely just like sucks.
It's just not the same. And I would rather wait and get it right than have to do it remotely. I agree. I'm done with Zoom.
I completely agree. But back to the Derby. What was
back
the story?
Back to the Derby. Shailene, Aaron, Miles, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. He's been in the news a lot. Sorry, I'm just like retracking. Yeah, I don't really know like the deets.
Because they drafted a quarterback. Because it was draft day and anything could happen.
And you know what? I love watching those videos on TikTok of people's lives getting changed when they get the call from draft day. Happy for Shailene. Like, they look like they had the best time. And I just really feel like this. I just feel like sometimes you don't really like someone. And then, like, it takes them being, like, she's obviously, like, really happy, like, in this relationship. And I'm, like, feeling her happiness for her. But I feel like it's never too late to change your mind. And I just want to stress that. Like, because if it was too late to change your mind, I wouldn't be experiencing, like, the love that I have for this song right now by Miranda Lambert and L. King. And I'm literally the biggest Miranda Lambert song.
Oh, let it take my key.
It's so fucking good.
For me, baby, I'm drunk and I don't want to come home. So good.
It's so good. And, like, if I had written Miranda Lambert off like I had years ago just because I was so, like, ignorant, I would never be, like, living my life this morning dancing to that song, giving me a joie de vivre to start my Monday.
Yes, yeah, some serotonin for that Monday morning.
So that's just your reminder. It's never too late to change your mind.
Right, and also another great example, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Like, a relationship where you can see someone being so happy and it changes how you feel about that person.
Exactly. Like, to me, Kourtney was always giving off, like, miserable vibes for someone who, like, literally has so much money and is so stunning and, like, has the best life. I mean, of course, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. But now it's, like, she has this... excuse me, je ne sais quoi, joie de vivre. And it's rubbing off and it's like making me like her. And I said, like, she's literally in the running to being like one of my favorite Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah. Craziness. They're going so hot and so heavy.
It's scary.
I know. Like, the ship, it's like we have this huge, massive vessel and it's just, it's careening.
Yeah, no, it's literally going 100 miles an hour. It's about to get stuck in the Suez. Like, that's how fast it's going.
We're not. Or maybe it just, like, will continue around the world in 180 days. Like, who knows?
I think the most interesting thing about this whole relationship is what I've learned about Travis Barker, that he doesn't fly.
He doesn't?
No, he was in that plane crash when most people died except for him and someone else. So literally, they're in Amangiri. They take this enormous fucking tour bus. He tours all around the country. And when he goes to London, he takes the QE2. He takes 2 weeks to get to London. That's how
so
he tours.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why they're in that bus.
Got it. I thought maybe he was just on tour. I didn't think too hard about it.
No, he was in that, like, famous plane crash, a private plane that went down. And him and DJ AM were the only ones who survived. And then DJ AM years later ended up passing away. Like, it's a he's had lived like a crazy life.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So Kourtney's, like, into the bus life now. I, like, kind of love that for her.
Love it. I mean, we've always been about the bus life. We've been taking the bus since we were little. And best memories are made on the bus. And I think that's why Kourtney and Travis are having so much fun.
Because yes!
They're on the bus. And when you're on the bus, the wheels on the bus, they go round and round.
You know how they say, like, you have beer goggles? You also get bus goggles. Like, your life is just different on the road.
Right. It's like that episode of Real Housewives of Dallas when they're in the
RV.
RV. And it was just, like, wild and
joie de vivre.
The bus life, you guys.
What episode did we do? I think it was a Patreon episode of Good News where we did this story about, like, buses. And Jackie and I, like, lost our fucking mind. Yeah. It was literally a 45-minute episode and we were just cackling the whole time.
Yeah, no, the story about the buses, they, like, arranged the buses to say, like, 2020.
To celebrate the kids.
The graduating class.
Yeah.
And it was like...
It's still funny.
Okay, ready for our fifth and final story?
No, not if it's the fifth and final story that is not brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
Oh my God, it is the fifth and final story brought to you by ZipRecruiter, and you'll find out why soon.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, you probably face a lot of challenges when it comes to finding the right person for your role. That's why hiring can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job boards, but then all you can do is hope that the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/toast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites with one click. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It's no wonder over 2.3 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs, including the Morning Toast. A few years ago, we've actually used ZipRecruiter starting a few years ago, and it is very efficient, and you get a lot of candidates really fast. While other companies overwhelm you with way too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this address, ziprecruiter.com/toast. Once again, make sure to go to ziprecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Love it. Okay, fifth and final story, a little biz news that's very pertinent to our situation.
No, it's very personal. It's business. It's a little biz news. That's personal.
Yes. Verizon is selling Yahoo and AOL businesses to Apollo Global Management for $5 billion. Verizon will sell its media group to private equity firm Apollo Global Management for $5 billion, the company's announced on Monday. The sale allows Verizon to offload properties from the former internet empires of AOL and Yahoo. Verizon will keep a 10% stake in the company, and it will be rebranded to just Yahoo.
So now, people don't, like, why this is pertinent is, like, nobody cares. Yahoo and AOL, like, talk about two dead brands. Like, literally, they're Brandon Glanville. No matter how many people buy you, like, you will never be relevant. But this is especially personal for us because if you've been here from the beginning, you know that we used to be owned by Verizon, AOL, Yahoo, and Co.
And Co.
And then they canceled our show for reasons I really don't feel like going into, but you can read it in my book available on Amazon.
100%.
So and then the second our show got canceled, stocks declined.
Plummeted
business in the tank.
Verizon bought AOL and Yahoo, not at the same time, but together for about $9 billion, and now they're selling for $5 billion. And experts are saying that the $4 billion discrepancy is because of the cancellation of the morning breath.
But that's what the professionals say. So, like,
I can neither confirm nor deny.
No, honestly, the fact that those two losery-ass companies are worth $5 billion and, like, I'm not is shocking to me. Like, talk about two companies with less going on. Mm-hmm. Explain. This is where I don't understand business. And I'd like to think of myself as a savvy businesswoman. Like, we've built this brand. Like, we are not dumb. Explain to me how two losery ass companies with nothing to offer are worth $5 billion. Like, that's where I just don't understand the tech space. Because I think most people would regard AOL and Yahoo as, like, dated 90s brands with literally nothing going on. And that's just not, that's not even me being bitter. That's just facts.
Yeah, straight facts.
Explain it to me.
I personally can't, but it reminds me because I just watched the WeWork documentary. Have you watched it?
No, but I've heard a lot about it.
Okay. I felt like so many different ways about it. I thought the documentary was really good. I remember when WeWork was, like, always in the news and I was just, like, scrolling past. I think we might have reported it, but
because they, like, went so hot and then they were broke.
Having, like, watched the documentary, whatever, we might have reported on it. Like, I clearly didn't understand it because that's not what I saw from the documentary.
Is what happened that they went public and then they went bankrupt?
No, they never went fully public because the documents that they had to, like, put forth before the IPO, like, showed that it was just, like,
fraudulent.
So, no, not fraudulent. And that's what's confusing to me because they had the customers. Like, they had people who wanted to be in the spaces. Like, those were premium spaces. Like, they were putting on these events and these spaces, and people were showing up. Like, it was all happening. But I guess they tried to just expand too quickly. They started to spend money that they didn't have yet because they thought a $20 billion investment was coming in, and then the investment did not come in from SoftBank. And then they were in, and then they were in
the trouble,
even more in the red. And so then they tried to push forward with this IPO, but the documents, like, the way that the founder and his wife, like, talked, it was just like, you know, like
Shady McShaderstein,
Buzzword Central, like the collective we.
Oh,
there
God.
Is no I in we, like, just nonsense. And, like, the people,
there is no I in we, but there is an ew,
but there is if you flip it, me.
That's good.
The people at Wall Street were like, no,
they saw right through.
They saw right through it, so they wound up not going public, and then the founder stepped down, but they still had to lay off a bunch of employees, and now they're trying to come back. And, you know, if only they had hung on for a little bit longer, then they could have said that the, like, dissolution of WeWork was because of COVID, because, like, it's literally the anti-COVID.
So is WeWork not around anymore?
So it is. Now it's under new management. They're trying to come back and stuff. I think, like, it is still around. I just, like, feel so proud, not to make it about us, but a few years ago we were...
No, but let's make it about us, because we know.
A few years ago, we were looking for office space. And so, of course, we were like, WeWork. That's where, you know,
young people work.
Young people with, like, entrepreneurial spirit go to work. And so we looked at, like, a sickening building, the Lipstick Jungle building.
Yes. Do you guys remember that TV show, Lipstick Jungle?
You
they all worked
don't,
in this fabulous.
Because it was, like, four episodes.
It was so good. The fact that it got canceled means this generation has no taste.
100%.
But they were, like, these fabulous working women, and they worked in this, like, sickening, iconic building. And it's, I don't know what the building's called, but it was the Lipstick Jungle building.
It's the Lipstick Jungle building. To us, WeWork has some floors there. So we took a tour, and we were only three people at the time, me, you, and Snitch. And so we just needed, like, three desks, and, like, just everything about it was all wrong for us.
It was literal prison cell for, like, $10,000 a month.
The prices, the vibes were just, like, we were not about it. And so, like, we saw through WeWork, but, like, also, we also just, like, couldn't afford it.
No, we couldn't afford it.
But according to the documentary, they were, like, slinging deals, like, giving people, like, 8 months free. Like, they never offered us that shit.
No, in fact, the girl had an attitude because we came in and like we just hated it, but we were lovely, of course. And then we came on the podcast and we were like, we went to a WeWork and it stunk. And it was literally a prison cell. And she wrote us an email like following up here on the prison cell. Like she obviously heard it. Like, don't take it so personally. It was a prison cell. There was like one window.
Seriously, don't take it personally.
No, it's not like you built the building.
No,
like,
you're not Adam.
Yeah.
No, but also, but they did do a really good job. And in the documentary too, like they had these huge events that was literally like Fyre Festival, but successful. Like they had like Camp WeWork, like Camp Toast, but like—
For customers?
For people who use the space, right, like for the employees and everything. And like they really did that shit. Like they put on these massive things and they followed through and like they would open up new spaces, like so many places
so
in New
fast.
York. And it was really nice looking and things worked and whatnot. So they got off the ground. So that's where I'm confused, where it's like you had the customers, like you had people in the door at in the desks, and still like it's just like how I don't understand how Uber's not profitable when I give them all of my money.
I will never understand that. Like get an accountant, like fix yourself. Like you literally, like there's no reason Uber should be making no money.
No, it's so crazy. They have all of mine.
That's where I don't understand the tech space at all. And that's what we're saying. Like explain
companies
to me
how— that make no money are worth so much money, yet companies who take all your money are not profitable.
Yeah, so like AOL and Yahoo, like the only people who pay money to AOL like literally forgot that they paid for it 10 years ago and are still paying like for their DHL route up.
They forgot their login and they can't cancel the subscription.
100%. That's literally me with BarkBox. Like every month it comes and I'm like, please cancel it. I can't remember my login. And it's a lot. It's $21 a month.
And Theo is not into it anymore.
We are overflowing with fucking toys and treats. Like in a lifetime, no dog can literally go through all the dogs and all the treats and toys that they send.
That's so funny.
It's so overwhelming. And I'm on the cheapest plan.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming. And I just found out that every BarkBox toy, like when a dog rips through it, if you actually open it up, there's another toy inside. It's like a special thing about BarkBox.
It's like Matryoshka dolls.
It's Russian egg dolls.
Yeah.
Fabric, whatever. So it's like you get four fucking toys a month, you really get eight. It's crazy.
Wow, Theo's living large.
Living large. Couldn't be less interested. Never even looks at the toys.
Well, like, now that he's grown, he's like not into toys, but maybe he'll give some to his cousins.
I desperately need to cancel my BarkBox. Like if you work at BarkBox, like please reach out. Like I just want to cancel it. Like I love it. It's a great service.
We've had a great time.
But I've had enough. Same also, I'm on a Birchbox subscription. I love it actually, but who's paying for it? I don't know if I am.
No, I'm on a Birchbox like weekly subscription.
I get men's and women's.
Me too.
Who is paying for it?
I don't know. Apparently us.
It's not me. It's not me. I checked all my credit cards. I literally don't know where it's coming from.
It's like mana from heaven.
Literally. So those were the Fest Five stories.
I feel as though you needed to know them. Can't believe AOL and Yahoo are worth $5 billion.
And we're not. Like, we actually have customers.
Yeah. Shocking stuff.
It's disgusting. I'm about to storm the Apollo office and demand an explanation. happy for them, yeah, whatever. And happy for Apollo. Like, you literally just flushed $5 billion down the toilet when you could have just given it to me.
100%.
Bye. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
No, I'm still behind on TV, but I'm catching up this week. I'm in the middle of such a good book called An American Heiress by Daisy Goodwin, who also wrote a book on Queen Victoria. That's the premise for the show, Victoria. So I'm really enjoying it.
When you hear the word heiress, what do you think of?
Heiress?
Yeah, or heiress. I said it weird. Whatever.
I don't know.
I literally always think of that commercial from when we were kids, Serena Williams fragrance. And she called it an heiress, which is Serena backwards, but it's also like an heiress. And I thought it was like the smartest fucking thing when I was a kid. And I always think of like she's hitting the tennis racket and then like the bottle turns around and it's like an heiress by Serena Williams.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
That's not what I thought of.
Okay.
I didn't have an association, but now I do.
We usually have like the same childhood association, so I thought you might.
Maybe it was like on the toilet when that commercial came
on. Well, that sounds like a great book. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, no, it's nice. I the past few books that I've read, I just haven't been enraptured, and so it's nice to be enraptured once again.
Theo literally just got up, and I have sweat marks on my thighs because he was just like so. But he knows when the show is over, and like that's when he gets up. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like sometimes it's like pencils down. That's all she wrote. But it's also sometimes like Theo jumped off the couch. That's when you know it's over.
And sometimes it's like the bell doesn't excuse you. I excuse you, and that's Theo.
But by the way, for the record, the bell literally excuses you. That's
it's
what it
does. Why it was created. Thank you guys so much for listening.
So another teacher should have a bunch of late kids.
No, and then it's like I get in trouble because you couldn't like get your curriculum in the 45 minutes that you were supposed
but,
to.
Like, another teacher is waiting for her student. And she has the exact same amount of time as the teacher that came before her.
Yeah.
And yet
you have no respect for her.
None.
Or him. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Monday, don't forget to rise and grind. And we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Goodbye.